Besides being a nice place for members of the benevolent and protective Order of Elks to congregate, perhaps over dinner or a libation after work, the Kenai Elks Lodge has long been dedicated to service, charity, and scholarships in the city. However, a paperwork snafu in Juneau left it without a valid liquor license for almost all of last year. Mary Jackson is the chair of the Kenai Elks Lodge Board of Directors and the president of the local Elks nonprofit organization.
What was, in fact, the case is that the state got our check in December of 2016 and kept our check and never returned our check. So that's usually the first indicator you have an appeal, you know, they keep your check. The second indicator from my perspective was I went online and there was a posting online from AMCO division. Entities are all licensed, and there's the Kenai Elks Lodge. So I figured, okay, A, they have our check, they kept our check. B, they show on their own website that we're licensed. So the only thing they didn't do was send me the little white paper. We were incorrect. Just that simple. So they shut us down. We filed for a reinstatement. They denied it.
And here we are. Jackson said she and other officers of the Elks hustled to file in time for the January meeting of the Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office, but even though a temporary license was issued, a permanent one-year license was denied, and the temporary one was revoked because the state said it was issued by mistake. Jackson has issues with how all of that was handled.
I want to be very clear here. I have sympathy for some of what they're doing. My concern was that we relied upon information from AMCO, from their site, that said we had a license. That was absolutely ignored. They put out absolutely incorrect information that we relied on, and our distributors relied on, and anybody that went online to look to see if we were licensed. You know, whose fault is that?
Jackson says the Elks sent all of their paperwork in for the April meeting of the AMCO, which will be held in Nome, adding that it was all sent certified, something that both the Elks and the state failed to do on some of their correspondence over the past year, resulting in a lack of a paper trail. Meanwhile, five people who worked at the Elks Lodge are out of work. The lodge is still open, Jackson said, but no alcohol can be served, just soda pop and iced tea. Two members of the Kenai City Council are members of the Elks Lodge and brought forth a resolution urging the AMCO board to look favorably on the Elks application. The council voted unanimously, and in an unusual move, all of them signed the resolution as well in a show of unity. And as you can hear in this exchange with the city attorney, the Elks Lodge has touched a lot of their lives.
Scott, we don't have a conflict because I'm a member of the Elks, do I? Just so there's no confusion there.
Mr. Bloom.
Thank you. Our code provides for a conflict when somebody has a direct financial interest in the outcome of legislation. I don't see that you have a direct financial interest in this legislation.
I guess I should ask a question since I received a scholarship 40 years ago.
Well, I've been a member since 1975.
Well, then I had a daughter about 3 years ago that got a scholarship also, so
yeah,
part of living in the community here, I think.
Absolutely. And there you go.
Just for clarification, in Mr. Councilmember Glendenny and Councilmember Navarro, both of you are members and not on the board, is that correct? Okay,
just
thank
member.
You.
Councilmember Boyle and then Councilmember Glendenny. I mean, Councilmember Malloy, I'm sorry.
I was going to say I've had a beer at the Elks.
If you missed it in there, that was Kenai Mayor Brian Gabriel disclosing the college scholarship he received from the Kenai Elks when he graduated from Kenai Central High School some 40 years ago. Jackson told the council that the Elks have budgeted $1,000 for scholarships this school year, despite the drastic cut in revenue, until sometime in April at the earliest. But that's just a drop in the bucket compared to the calculated $750,000 that Kenai Elks have contributed in scholarships, cash, and in-kind donations over the past 7 years. The benevolence of the Elks, which is, after all, in their name, and their reputation as a good community citizen. Is one of the things that really got City Councilman Tim Navarre hot under the collar when he thought they were being mistreated.
I am so mad as heck. This would be different if it just dealt with if they had done something wrong, such as served underage or overserved people drinks and they were running out in the community and causing problems and that. And this is after being in business for 40 plus years with a liquor license.
In an ironic twist, Councilman Tim Navarre's brother, Commissioner Mike Navarre, head of the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, will be one of the dozen or so people who will be on the receiving end of the city's letter and resolution because the Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office is a division of his department. I'm Jay Barrett.